Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A staggering 42-month high in wholesale inflation has just been reported, with the Wholesale Price Index, or WPI, surging to 8.30% in April 2026, sharply higher than the 3.88% recorded in March 2026. What makes this significant is that this spike is primarily driven by a 24.71% year-on-year jump in the fuel and power group, the steepest reading for that group since September 2022. First, let's look at the headline numbers. The WPI inflation rose to 8.30% year-on-year, a significant increase from the previous month. Now, let us turn to what drove this spike. The principal driver was the fuel and power group, which saw a 24.71% year-on-year jump. Petrol prices rose by 32.40% year-on-year, while high-speed diesel, or HSD, prices increased by 25.19% year-on-year. LPG, kerosene, and aviation turbine fuel also saw sharp increases. This reflects the Strait of Hormuz war-risk premium and crude trading near $95 to $100 per barrel in late April. Now, let us look at primary articles. Vegetables and fruits saw sharp year-on-year rises on base effects, as April 2025 had been a low month. The minerals and crude petroleum subgroup also saw an increase. Moving on to manufactured products, we see that basic metals and chemicals, which are intermediate inputs, rose due to input cost pass-through. This is the WPI subgroup where CPI rigidity is most visible, with price stickiness being higher than in primary articles. Now, let us turn to the WPI structure, which has a base year of 2011-12. A revision of the WPI base to 2017-18 has been under consideration by the working group constituted under Ramesh Chand, Niti Aayog member, since 2018-19. The new base would reweight services-linked inputs. With that background in place, let us look at the key distinction between WPI and CPI. The flexible inflation targeting framework under Section 45ZAZN of the RBI Act, 1934, anchors monetary policy on CPI combined, not WPI. The April CPI combined is released by the National Statistical Office, or NSO, around the 12th of each month, and the same April reading came in at 3.16%, illustrating the producer-consumer gap. But why does WPI diverge from CPI? WPI excludes services, which account for approximately 28% of CPI combined. WPI also excludes taxes, such as excise and GST, which are included in CPI. WPI tracks bulk wholesale transactions, while CPI tracks the household basket. A spike in fuel WPI may not pass through immediately to CPI due to administered pricing of LPG and kerosene, VAT and excise buffers, and OMC absorption at the retail level. Conversely, services-heavy CPI inflation, such as rents, health, and education, is missed by WPI. Now, let us turn to the RBI's likely response. The six-member Monetary Policy Committee, or MPC, under RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra, anchors monetary policy on CPI combined. The April WPI spike is a price pressure signal, but not a direct trigger for the policy repo rate. However, sustained fuel CPI pass-through could constrain rate cut headroom, and the June 2026 MPC review will be closely watched. Now, let us look at the sectoral implications. For producers, there will be margin compression for manufacturing units with inelastic output prices, and higher input costs will likely flow into June PMI softening. For government finance, each $10 per barrel increase in crude raises India's import bill by approximately $12 to $14 billion. There will be pressure on subsidy outgo on LPG, under the Pradhan Mantri Ujjwala Yojana and kerosene, and there may be a need to revisit excise duty cuts on petrol and HST by the centre, and VAT cuts by states. For MSMEs, they are most exposed to wholesale input price shocks, and pass-through to retail is limited by demand elasticity. TREDS-based receivables financing may help, but it does not absorb commodity shocks. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 3, Indian Economy, which covers inflation measurement and inflation targeting, WPI versus CPI, methodology and policy use, energy security, and current account vulnerability, as well as monetary policy transmission. It is also relevant to GS Paper 2, Statutory Bodies, which covers the constitutional and statutory architecture of the RBI and the MPC framework under the RBI Act, 1934. Remember this number, the WPI base year is 2011-12 and the new base year of 2017-18 is under consideration. Note this carefully, the WPI has three major groups, primary articles, fuel and power, and manufactured products. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The WPI is compiled by the Office of the Economic Advisor, BIT, Ministry of Commerce and Industry, and it has a base year of 2011-12. The WPI has three major groups, primary articles, which account for 22.62%, fuel and power, which accounts for 13.15%, and manufactured products, which accounts for 64.23%. The WPI is released monthly on the 14th or the next working day. CPI combined is released by the National Statistical Office or NSO and it has a base year of 2012. CPI combined covers urban and rural areas and it is weighted by the modified mixed reference period or MMRP, household consumption. The inflation target is 4% plus or minus 2% on CPI combined and it is set by the central government in consultation with the RBI under Section 45ZA of the RBI Act, 1934. The current target is valid till 2026. The Monetary Policy Committee, or MPC, has 6 members, including 3 from the RBI and 3 external members nominated by the central government. The governor of the RBI has a casting vote, and the MPC meets at least 4 times a year. The GDP deflator is the implicit price deflator, which is calculated as nominal GDP divided by real GDP, and it uses both WPI and CPI weights in compilation. Headline inflation includes all items, while core inflation excludes food and fuel, and it is a more stable measure of underlying demand pressure. The Central Statistical Office, or CSO, and the National Sample Survey Office, or NSSO, merged in 2019 to form the National Statistical Office, or NSO, under the Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation, or MoSPI. The Strait of Hormuz carries approximately 20-25% of global seaborne oil trade, and it is a principal upside risk to crude oil prices. India's crude imports account for approximately 85% of its consumption, and the top suppliers are Russia, Iraq, Saudi Arabia, the UAE, and the US. This topic is crucial for your UPSC preparation as it highlights the importance of understanding inflation measurement and inflation targeting, as well as the distinction between WPI and CPI. The surge in wholesale inflation has significant implications for the Indian economy, and it will be important to watch how the RBI responds to this development in the coming months.